Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Friday. Here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
The infrastructural and ecosystem viability of offshore wind energy development in Alaskan coastal waters served as one of the highlight topics discussed during the recent Kenai River Sport Fishing Association Classic Roundtable.
What you can see here is that there's a clear availability of wind resources in these planning areas,
said Mike Wayne, Atlantic Fisheries Policy Director for the American Sport Fishing Association. One potential roadblock sitting in front of developing these offshore wind farms isn't the potential energy, though. Rather, it's how much is unknown about the effects such an addition would have on the critical ecosystem of Alaskan coastal waters. Apropos, the impact such an addition would have on one of Alaska's most critical economic features, its world-class fisheries.
There is so much uncertainty across all those impact-producing effects and those responses on our trust species, whether they're salmonids or they're groundfish or they're like humans, our fisheries themselves, we don't know. They're all priorities.
Said Andy Lipsky, offshore wind science lead for the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. Lipsky did push back, however, against the notion that planning and protection of fisheries were not co-equal goals of such projects.
The 2030 goal for 30 gigawatts of offshore wind energy, there's a clause added to that, which is while promoting ocean co-use and maximizing marine biodiversity. There are challenges to doing all three of those things, but we can do them. We can design these things to have coexistence.
Governor Mike Dunleavy, who was present to deliver the roundtable's closing remarks, echoed the need for further research into the science behind ecosystem impacts.
Regulations will be part of it. I think the studies, though, we have to have a discussion this year about the studies. We have to partner with other universities and other think tanks that are studying what's going on across the lower 48. In other places like Canada, Scotland, other places that deploy these technologies offshore. And we need to have those discussions in the legislature this year.
While offshore wind energy might not be just around the corner, it is on the table now, and Alaskans are looking to industry leaders, scientists, and lawmakers to collaboratively research the potential for this clean, renewable energy source. More than a dozen local, state, and federal law enforcement agencies collaborated to disrupt drug trade and associated criminal activities in the Fairbanks and North Pole area. Operation Fall Surprise resulted in the seizure of approximately 270 grams of illegal narcotics with an estimated street value of $32,500, as well as nearly 140 grams of fentanyl pills, which is approximately 70,000 potentially fatal doses. A total of 68 arrests were made, 9 firearms and $9,367 in cash seized, and more than 10 warrants were executed. Governor Mike Dunleavy will sign House Bill 141, known as the Don Young Day Bill, this Saturday at the Alaska State Fairgrounds. Governor Dunleavy will be joined by members of the Young family and Representative Craig Johnson.
I think we all know Don Young. We know his history. And this is a small way of saying thank you,
said Representative Johnson during the bill's introduction in April. The bill will dedicate June 9th as Don Young Day by amending the list of legal holidays in the Alaska statutes. Hunters in South Central Alaska will be interested to learn the new reporting requirements for black bear in Alaska Department of Fish and Game Management Unit 6D, which stipulates that kills must now be reported within 3 days of harvest. Registration permits for black bear hunting in Game Unit 6D are now available online. Black bear hunting in Unit 6D remains a very popular activity with consistent hunting opportunities. As technology improves, it has become easier to get good in-season hunting data. Better and more timely communication will help ensure better hunting opportunities in the future. From KSRM News, I'm Nick Sorrell.
This has been This Week on the Kenai, on the One, KSRM. You can find these top stories and much more news at RadioKenai.com.